This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abayim, welcome everyone, Shalom Aleichem. Hope everybody is doing well. We're going to continue in the Daf HaShavua. Tonight's Blad is Samach Dalet Amud Beis. And we have quite an interesting page tonight. Let us continue. The Gemara said that Reb Ami said Abraham and Sarah were tumtumin, as the pasuk describes that Abraham's and Sarah's reproductive organs had to be hewn out and carved out, which implies they were covered with some type of membrane and they were a tumtum. And that's learned out from the pasuk in the Haftorah that we read last week. Habitu al Avraham avichem el Sarah techoilelchem. Habitu el tsur chutzavtem v'yal malkeves bar nukartem. So Gemara says on the third line, Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Arvua, Sarah imenu eilenis hoisa. Eilenis means that a woman who does not have a uterus. Now, this may mean that Sarah Imenu did not have a functional uterus, but she had the status of an eilenis. Shenemar vatihi Sarai akara in lavlad. Sarai was barren, she did not produce children. From which the Gemara darshans afilu beis vlad ein la. Even the receptacle of the child she did not have. Because once it says she's an akara, obviously she didn't have children. If once it says she's barren, goes without saying she didn't have children. What does it mean she didn't have children? It means she didn't even have the kalim, the tools to be able to mother a child. Now, it happens to be, interestingly, there's a bir halacha that quotes an Arizal on this pasuk, Sarai akara in lavalad. Again, the question is, if she was barren, certainly she didn't have children. And this is teaching us a Kabbalistic principle. Sarah was barren. She did not have produced physical children. But there's a concept that every act of zivug, every act of marital relations, the zera produces some kind of spiritual entities, which is some kind of procreating. And therefore, even after a person's wife is not having children, the relation is still performed by Kedusha because it has some kind of spiritual creation. The Gemara continues, Am Rav Yehuda, Breda Rav Shmuel, Bar Shilas, Mishmei de Rav. Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel, Bar Shilas, said the name of Rav. Lo Yishanu Ela B'dayrois HaRishonim. This, that the Mishnah said, that if someone doesn't have children for 10 years, they should divorce, that was only in the early generations. Sheshno Sehen Merubais, that they lived long lives. Avram lived 175, Yitzhak lived 180, Yaakov lived 147. So in a long life, you have the luxury to wait around for 10 years. Avo b'doros ha'chorin, later generations, sheshnosein mu'atois, that they live less, where yimei shnoseinu b'hem shivim shana, then shtei shanim u'mechza keneged shlosh iburim, then we only let them wait around 2.5 years. After that, he has to move on to the next. What's the significance of two? Meaning after 2.5 years, the Gemara says, you could assume it ain't going to happen. Unbelievable. A frightening statement. The Gemara, Rashi says, what's the significance of 2.5 years? The Gemara says, Keneged Shloisha Yiburim. 2.5 years is 30 months. So it allows for 3 pregnancies. You have 9 months, 9 months, 9 months. It's 27 months. And obviously you can't become pregnant back to back to back. You need a month in between at least for her to sort of ovulate again and become tahar and then ovulate. So Rashi says 27 months for the pregnancy and 1 month for each pregnancy for the Tumah V'Tahara, because a woman, she ovulates close to her vest. So after she's tahar. So we tell a woman, you have 2.5 years. We tell the couple, you have 2.5 years. If after 2.5 years, she didn't conceive, this ain't happening, likely. And therefore, it has to be terminated. Rabba Amar of Nachman, Shalosh Shanim. Nah, we give you 3 years. Keneged Shalosh Pekidos. Three remembrances. Meaning we know that every Rosh Hashanah, God visits the couple, He visits every human being, and the Ribbono Shel Olam determines that whether the woman will conceive. So if three Rosh Hashanahs passed, right, we know Chana conceived on Rosh Hashanah, and Chana was remembered on Rosh Hashanah, and Sarah was remembered on Rosh Hashanah, and other barren women were remembered on Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, if three Rosh Hashanahs passed and this couple still has not been blessed with children, then we say you're going to have to terminate it. Amar Mar Rosh Hashanah Nifkadu Sarah Rachel V'Chana. On Rosh Hashanah, Sarah was remembered, Rachel was remembered, Chana was remembered. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, no, scratch this. This is not accurate. Lisnehu lahani klali. Scratch these rules. Why? Michti, let's see. Masnisin mantakin. Who put together the Mishnah? Who composed the Mishnah? Rebbe. Rebbe redacted the Mishnah. Says Gemara, Vahabi Meir David. So, and Rebbe redacted the Mishnah. Rebbe was the one who wrote that after 10 years they have to divorce. Vahabi Meir Rebbe Imad Shani. But already in the times of Rebbe, people started living shorter. So it's not like, don't say, oh, only in the earlier generations we gave them 10 years. But now, nowadays it's less. Because Rebbe already lived in the times when the lifespan was less. The lifespan of man already became less in the time of David HaMelech. So, Rebbe, even though the lifespan was shortened, nevertheless, Rebbe said, you have 10 years. Vavi made David imit. In the times of David, the lifespan was shortened. Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Yimei Shnoi Seinu Bohem Shivim Shana. Our years are 70 years. Okay, now the Gemara has an amazing question. Says the Gemara, we tell the guy, you have to divorce her, but you give her the ksuba. Why? Because maybe he was not zoicha to conceive from her. We say that he divorces her because maybe he was not zoicha to conceive from her. And she gets the ksuba because maybe she was not zoicha, maybe he was not zoicha to conceive from her. Basically, we're saying it's his fault. Because if it was her fault, she wouldn't get a ksuba. So we're saying maybe it's the man's fault. Frekti Gemara, V'dilma ihi dulai zachya. How do you know he wasn't zoicha to conceive from her? Maybe she wasn't zoicha to conceive from him. Maybe it's her spiritual flaw. Says Gemara, no, it's never her spiritual flaw. It's always his fault. It's always his fault. When there's infertility, the blame is on the man. Why? Because a woman doesn't have to have children. A woman's not commanded to have children. The man's commanded to have children. Now, certainly the woman wants to have children. They both want to have children. And it's painful to both of them. Equally. Maybe even to her more. But in terms of the discussion of whose fault is it that they can't fulfill the mitzvah, it's always his fault because she doesn't have to do the mitzvah. And therefore she gets the ksuba. Now think about it. Even if it's only, maybe it's her fault, he should be able to say, I'm not giving you the ksuba, you're trying to extract the money from me, the money is in my hand, I don't know, I'm not saying it's your fault, but maybe it's not my fault. Meaning, if there was even a possibility it was her fault, she wouldn't get the ksuba. But the Gemara is saying, there is no possibility it's her fault. Now, it could be biologically it's her problem. But spiritually, the lacking is only with him and not with her. Why? Because the mitzvah is on him. It says Gemara, Ihi kivin d'la mifkada pervir lo mi ancha. She's not commanded proverbial, therefore she's not punished. Says the Gemara, Eini, Va'amru le Rabbanu Rababa Bar Zavda. The rabbi said to Rababa Bar Zavda, Nosiv Itza, Nu, get married already, Va'oilad Bini, and have kids. And he said, nah, I'm not able to have kids. V'amar Lahu, he said to them, Izakoi haveli mekamaisa. If I would have merited, I would have had from the first woman. This is a question not on the last statement, but Rashi says on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, we tell the guy he should get married to a second woman because maybe he wasn't zaycha to have children with the first woman. Aye, but when the rabbi said to Rabbi Bar Zavda, have marry a second woman, he said, if I would have been zaycha, I would have had kids with the first lady. Why should I marry a second lady? So from here we see that there's no point in marrying a second woman. And says Gemara, no, it's not true. He was just pushing them off. There he was just pushing off the rabbis. Anyway, Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda couldn't have children because he became sterile from the shear of Rav Huna. Remember, we had that already. Where do we have that? On Samach Beis Amid Beis. That the rabbi said to Rav Sheshes, no, have more kids. He said, I already have grandkids. And Gemara says, but they don't count toward Puravu. And Gemara says, Rav Sheshes was just pushing them off because Rav Sheshes couldn't have children anyway. So now, this was a dangerous shear. Rav Sheshes became sterile. And now we're learning that Rav Abba Bar Zavda became sterile. And now the Gemara says, Rav Gidol Akram Prakta Rav Hun. Rav Gidol also became sterile. Again, they held in the urge to urinate, and because of that, the membrane ruptured, and it caused them to become infertile. Rav Chelbo Yakim Parakta Rav Huna. Rav Chelbo became sterile. Rav Sheshes Yakim Parakta Rav Huna. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Okay, now, here's the thing. Is one allowed to hold in the urge to go to the bathroom because they're embarrassed? So, out of embarrassment, one may be allowed to, but not to harm oneself, not to endanger one's health. So it must be that they were engrossed in their learning and they sort of lost track of their bodily needs. The Gemara says another zach. The Gemara says, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Ach Dase Suskinta. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov contracted a disease called Suskinta, which is an illness that threatens to harm the reproductive system. So they wanted to cure him. What they did was Tzluya Ba'arza, they hung him by the cedar tree, the Beirav, in the house, in the academy. And like a green palm branch, he emitted a green fluid like a green palm branch. Basically, they're able to cure him of this illness. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said, Shitin Sabi Havinu, we were 60 elders, V'kulu Yaakim, Perek Rav Huna, all 60 of us became sterile from the shear. Levar Me Ana, except for me, right, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, he was able to get a cure. Dekaimi ben Avshoi, I fulfilled in myself, HaChachma T'chai Ba'alel, wisdom breathes life into its master. In other words, he used some his Chachma to remedy the illness that threatened him. And namely, the Gemara says, they suspended him from the tree and this liquid came out of him and he was able to be cured. Now we come to major sugya, namely the sugya of chazaka. We're used to thinking that three times establishes chazaka, but it's not so pashut. There are opinions that chazaka could be established even after two times. Yeah? Now the Mishnah said that if a woman is married for 10 years, a man is married to a woman for 10 years, and they don't have children, he divorces her, and he could marry someone else, and she could marry someone else, and the second guy could stay with her for 10 years. But that implies, if she doesn't have children with the second guy, she cannot marry a third guy. Why not? She's not a mukhsuk. She only didn't have children twice. The Mishnah seems to imply that chazaka is established even after two times. So the Gemara says, Girsha Mutaras. If he divorces her, she can marry someone else. Shanian, she can marry a second guy. Shlishilai, can't marry a third guy. Says the Gemara, Masnisin Mani. Who is the Mishnah like? Rabbi. The Mishnah is like Rabbi. Why? Right, the Mishnah implies that two times establishes a chazaka, the Tanya, Mala Harishain. Let's say a Mayal circumcises a first guy, Umeis. And the first kid died. Sheni, he circumcised the second kid. Umeis, second kid died. Shlishi loy tamal. Don't circumcise the second one, Divrei Rebbe. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shlishi tamal. To circumcise the third kid, Revi loy tamal. So Rebbe seems to hold Chazaka is established after two times. And Reb Shimon Gamliel seems to hold that Chazaka is established after three times. Aye. So the Mishnah, who says she can marry a second guy but can't marry a third guy, is like Rebbe. Aye, we learned in the Braisa Ibcha that Rebbe holds Chazakas three times and Shimon Gamliel holds Chazakas two times. So the Gemara wants to know, Haiminayu Achrinta, Achronisa, which version of the Braisa is last? The last version of the Braisa will be the most authoritative. Tashma, come in here, Damar B'chia Bar Abba. Rabbi Chia Bar Abba said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Maisa, there's a story. Ba'arba achayis b'tzipar, four sisters in Tzipari, Shamala Rishayna, the Mael circumcised the kid of the first sister, Umeis, and the kid died, Shnia Umeis, Shlishis Umeis, Ravias, the fourth, Bas Lefnei Ram Shem Gamliel, he came before, she came from Shem Gamliel, Amar Allah, he said to her, Al Tamayli, don't circumcise. This was the testimony of Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because if Rabbi Yochanan is testifying about what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, it must have been at the end of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's life, because Rabbi Yochanan was an Amora, the end of the Tanoim. So if he saw this, this must have been the very last, or from the last Psakim of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So clearly then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that three establishes Chazaka, and not two, because he said after the third, don't do Mila. So that means the first Brice is authoritative, that Rebbe holds Chazaka is after two times, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds it after, it's after three. Right. Oh, good question. The Gemara asks, V'dilma Yasya Shlishis Nami Hava Amarla. Maybe if they would have come and asked the Shaila the last time, he would have said, don't do the meal on the third one. That's when they asked the Shaila, like Rabasi is asking after the third time. But maybe that's not conclusive, that if they would have asked after the second time, he would have said they could do it. Says Gemara, okay, Maya Sedusa Reb Chia Bar Abba. Then what's the big testimony? Reb Chia Bar Abba. Reb Chia Bar Abba got up and he issued a testimony as if he wants to establish a halacha. If it was just casually that they happened to ask Rav Shimon Gamliel after three times, but maybe if they would have asked him after twice, he would have said the same thing, then what's the big testimony over here? Says, maybe the testimony is not in terms of determining how many times creates chazaka, but rather just because three children or two children of one woman die, just because that establishes chazaka, how do you know if the child of one sister and then another sister and then another sister, maybe there's no chazaka ever? Chazaka is when within the immediate family the children are dying. But who says cousins establish chazaka? So maybe the testimony, maybe really chazaka is established after two times. The testimony of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba is not how many times makes chazaka, but that chazaka is a factor even among cousins. The Dilma HaKamashmalan, the Achoyos Mechazkois. Maybe the chiddush is that chazaka could be established among cousins. So basically, now the Gemara interjects, Amar Rabba, Hashta da amrit achoyos mechazkos. Now that we say sisters could establish a chazaka, one should not marry a sister if other siblings are epileptic or have saras, which is how do you say a metzora in English? A leper, a leper. How do you pronounce it? A leper. So don't marry a woman from a family where the siblings are epileptic or have leprosy, because there is basically familial genetic disease. Basically, this is Gemara is endorsing Dar Yisharim. Don't say, well, it's a sister, it's a sibling. No, it's something to be concerned of. Now Rava interjects, his personal opinion is chazaka requires three and not two. Bottom line is, we have no idea whether Rebbe holds chazaka is two and Shem Gamliel holds chazaka is three, or vice versa. May have Allah, so whatever came of this. Ki also Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, when Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef came, Amar, he said, Uvda have kamed Rabbi Yochanan. A story happened before Rabbi Yochanan beknishta, De Ma'ain, in the shul in Ma'ain, B'yom HaKippurim Shechalios B'Shabbos, on Yom Kippur that came out on Shabbos. U'mala Rishana, they did circumcision on the first kid. U'meis, Shnia U'meis, Shlishis Ba'lefanov. The third came before Rabbi Yochanan, Amar La Lachim U'mayli. Rabbi Yochanan said you could do it. Why? Because that means Rabbi Yochanan held chazaka requires three times. Why would Rabbi Yochanan hold that way? Must be because of that testimony that he gave about Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that chazaka requires three times. So this is conclusive that in fact Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds chazaka is created after three times, and Rabbi holds chazaka is created after two times. Amar le Abaye. Abaye said, oh. So this is what Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef said. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef is reporting that he saw, he knows that Rabbi Yochanan held chazaka requires three times. So Abaye then says very sternly to Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Chazi, see to it that you're accurately giving over testimony that chazaka is only after three times. Because if you're wrong and chazaka is after two times, then you would not be able to do a bris milah on a third kid. And if you're not able to do a bris milah on a third kid, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. And that bris milah that took place on Yom Kippur on Shabbos was asur, and you desecrated the Shabbos. Furthermore, you put the kid in sakana. So you better be quite sure that you're reporting accurately. Otherwise, number one, you could be committing an isser of doing a milah shaloi bizman on Shabbos, and number two, putting a kid in danger. Nevertheless, samach ala Abaye. Abaye relied on the testimony of Yitzchak bar Yosef, and he relied that chazaka requires three times. The azal nazva l'choyma. He went and he married a woman named Choyma. Barta de Isi the daughter of Isi, Breder of Yitzchak, the son of Yitzchak, Breder of Yehuda. Now this woman, Chaima, Dinazva Rachva, the Pumbedisa of Ashachiv. She had previously married a guy by the name of Rachva of Pumbedisa, and he died. So she killed one guy. So Chaima killed Rachva. And Chaima was also married to Rabbi Yitzchak Breid Rabbi Rav Chana of Ishachiv. Vinasav who? And Abayi married her because Abayi said Chazaka is after two times. Vishachiv. And she killed him also. Who in Tanakh do we find killed three husbands? Rus. If you read the Megillah, Rus and Arpa, she was married to both Machlein and Kilyain. Because in the beginning of the Megillah, it says that Rus was married to Kilyain. At the end of the Megillah, it says she was married to Machlein. So the Mefarshim say she was married to one, and then he died, and she married the second. Bayas figured, maybe the halacha is like Rav Shim Gamliel, Chazak is three times. She's not a Katlanis. And she married him, and he died that night. Now he may have been allowed to, even if the halacha is like Rebbe, he may have been allowed to marry her because in Yibam there's a principle, Shoimer Mitzvah Layada Davara. But that's just a little trivia. Okay. Now, so Abayi married this woman, and Abayi died young. I think Abayi was 40 or 50 when he died. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava Umi Iki Da Avid Uvda Ben Avshoi Ki Hai. Is there someone who took upon himself this responsibility like Abaye did? In a dangerous situation? Vaha Iyu Da Amar, Abaye is the one who said, Avin De Samcha. When Avin says something named Rabbi Yochanan, you can rely on him. Yitzchak Sumka, Yitzchak the Red, you can't rely on him. Because Avin Yeshna B'Chazara, Avin's always reviewing what his Rabbi taught. Yitzchak Sumka Yeshna B'Chazara, Yitzchak is not reviewing enough. And therefore, why did Abayi rely on the report of Rabbi Yitzchak? He himself said he can't rely on Rabbi Yitzchak's traditions of Rabbi Yochanan. Va'oid, furthermore, Eimar de pligi le'inyan mila, b'nesuan mi pligi. Maybe, when is there a machlokes, whether chazak is two or three times, that's by mila. By mila, some are of the opinion that to be mavato from doing a mitzvah, you need a third time. But by nesuan, by marriage, does somebody want to say something? By marriage, everyone agrees it's going to take three times. Everyone is going to agree, excuse me, it's going to take only two times because there's no mitzvah over there. In other words, by Mila. Who says they argue by Nisuin? Maybe by Nisuan, everyone agrees two times because you're not being mevatel from the mitzvah of Mila. So Gemara says, no, we know they argue by Nisuan in. We know they argue by Nisuan. Vatanya Nisus Arishan Umeis, Lasheni Umeis, Lashishi Loi Tinase, Devei Rebbe, Rishim Gamliel Oimer, Lashishi Tinase, Revi Loi Tinase. We see there is an opinion that by marriage it's also Chazaka three times. Now the Gemara questions, why would there be a Manda Omar that Chazaka is created after three times by marriage? In other words, what kind of Chazaka would there be by marriage? Bishlama, there's a Chazaka by Mila, says Gemara, Bishlama gabe Mila, Ika Mishpacha de Rafu Dama, Ika Mishpacha de Kamadama. Bishlama by Mila, there are families that their blood is thin and that their families, that their blood is thick. And therefore, once a chazak is established about the thinness of the blood, then we have to be concerned that maybe this family has a chazaka regarding the hemophiliacs. So Bishlama, by Mila, sometimes the blood is thin, and sometimes there's a family that the blood is thick. Elenasu and Maitaima. What possibly could be, how could a woman have a chazaka, she kills guys? I mean, what do we worry, that when they're sleeping, she slits their throats? I mean, then stam, she's a murderer. What exactly are you worried about it with a woman? How would a woman kill a husband? Says the Gemara, Amar Leir of Mordechai Rav Ashi, Hachi Amar Avimi Mehagrunya Mishmei Rav Huna. Rav Mordechai said to Rav Ashi, this is what Avimi Mehagrunya said in the name of Huna. Mayan Goyreim. A spring causes it. In other words, it's her reproductive canal, which is ridden with illness that killed the husband. When her husbands live with her, it kills them. Rav Mayon refers to her Aver Tashmish. Rav Ashi Amar Mazel Garim. Rav Ashi says it's her mazel. She has bad mazel. Her lot in life is such that people who are married to her are under her, so to speak, her bad fate. Everybody has a certain mazel in life. We had in the Gemara in Ma'id Katan. Bane chaye umezoine, children, life, and parnasa is not dependent on zechusim, it's dependent on one's lot in life. So her lot in life is that she should be a widow. Gemara says, what's the practical nafkamina, whether it's she's killing him or it's her mazel? Ike bana de erso mes. What if the man just did erison to her and then he died? So it's not because he had relations with her, but it could be because of the mazel. Or let's say the guy fell off a tree, inami denafel midikolomes, or he fell off a palm tree and he died. So it's also not because he lived with her. Living with her is not going to make him dizzy and fall off trees. It's because of his mazel. Omar le Rabbi Yosef bre de Rava le Rava. Rav Yosef, the son of Rava, said to Rava, Boi minei me Rav Yosef, I asked of Rav Yosef, halacha karebi, is halacha like Rebbe Varmalian? He said, yeah. Halacha kurshim gamliel, I asked him, is halacha like Rishim gamliel, that chazak is after three times, Varmalian? He said, yeah. And you know what I realized? Achuchi achichbi. He was just playing with me. He was joking around with me. Did you hear last Wednesday night shir about jokes? Ooh, don't miss that shir. That was a good one. So he was, Rabbi Yosef was he was very into that shir. He liked to joke around. Says, halacha, two times, yeah. Three times, yeah. I think he was playing with me. Amar lei, so Rava said, no, loy, no. Stamihi. He was just telling you, stam mishnayis. He's not joking with you. There are some unqualified Mishnayos that rule in accordance with Rebbe that Chazaka is created after two times. For example, our Mishnah, that when it comes to children, Chazaka is created after two times. And there are some unspecified Mishnayos that conclude that Chazaka is created in three times. So depending on the halacha and depending on the case, sometimes Rabbi Yosef would say the halacha is like Rebbe, and sometimes he would say the halacha is like Rishim Gamliel. Upashalach, and he deciphered for you that Nisuin, when it comes to marriage, Umalkios, or when it comes to Malkus, Karebi, Chazak is after two times. Vestos, when it comes to a woman's cycle, Vishar Hamuad, or a goring shark, Rishim Gamliel, Chazak is after three times. Nisuin, when it comes to marriage, that if a woman did not have children, we say marry one guy, marry another guy, but you can't marry a third guy, Hada Amrin. Like we just said, our Mishnah implies that when it comes to Marriage for the sake of children, chazaka is created after two occasions. Malkios, when it comes to malkus, which means like this, there's an ability for Bezdin to take extra legal measures. So if somebody violates a sin that they're chayiv malkus, they're not chayiv misa, but they're repeated offenders, Bezdin could like indirectly take their life. Basically, they lock the guy up, they feed him barley until his stomach explodes. So how many times would somebody violate a chiyuv malkus, a bezin could kill the guy? Twice! Malkus d'tznan, mishalaka, someone who received malkus v'shana, and then he received malkus a second time. Bezin koin sinoy selikipo, bezin would lock him up into a cell. V'machilinoy sesorim, they would feed him barley. Achete kresa nifgas, until his stomach would crack open. So regarding these halachos, chazaka is created after two times. We'll see Bezus Hashem next week regarding a woman's cycle, how many times it takes to form a chazaka. And until then, wish everyone a great evening. This Sunday morning, there will not be an Ian show. We did it last night. I'm going to be in Baltimore for Shabbos. Everyone's invited. Tomorrow night at 8:30 is the Shir on Parshas Re'eh. Actually, there's going to be a Chazak event, 7:45 p.m. A Shir on Chodesh Elul. And this week, the Friday morning Shir is being advanced to Thursday morning. And if anybody wants to see some of the Shirim, the OU Shirim on the Parsha, you can go to the site, rabbidg.com. Have a great night. Thanks, everyone, for coming. Call to him. David, you want to ask something?
Yeah.
Sure. Right. Very good question. Let's say a woman marries two times, right? And we say she can't marry a third guy. So then she shouldn't get the ksuba after the second time, right? Because... Why? You mean, let's say if she after the second time, she should be able to... She should have to return the ksuba to the first guy? The chazaka is created when it is established, not from the beginning.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.